Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One guy probably doesn't think that is Chris Capuano. 12 years in Major League Baseball. Earned his undergrad degree at Duke University. Currently pursuing an MBA. And joining us on the program here, Gwynn and Chris Show, to talk a little bit about athletes recovering from Tommy John surgery and some of the new systems that are out there available to help these guys make it back from that surgery. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on. You remember your former
Hello,
teammate
Christopher.
Over here?
Tony Gwynn Jr. I haven't seen you in a while, my friend. Yeah, this is one of my favorite teammates.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Wow. Thank you.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to him.
So,
I'm sure that's not true. Anyone that knows T.
That's you're right. It isn't true.
Chris, tell us a little bit about what you're into, man. It sounds new, very cutting edge for our athletes who are coming back from some serious surgeries.
Yeah, no doubt. These guys at Boston BioMotion, I met them last year, and they've essentially invented an entirely new way to train. A really cool new piece of strength equipment called Proteus. And this is something that, as you know, I had two Tommy Johns in my career, something I definitely wish I had, you know, in coming back from those. So just a really unique new platform that combines an entirely new training resistance. It's a 3D magnetic training resistance, which, you know, the standalone training machine produces higher muscle activation yet has lower strain on the muscles and joints. And allows you to do all of your traditional exercises and then all of your functional movements as well. So, like, you can simulate hitting, throwing, shooting a basketball, anything you can think of. And you can actually invent entirely new exercises that you couldn't do before. And so not only is it a new sort of training resistance, it's also collects first-ever athlete data on strength and muscle performance. And this is the real differentiator for the system. It collects this data, which can actually flag imbalances, track your progress over time, and sort of let you know when these changes occur that can possibly flag when you're most at risk for something like Tommy John. And it does it just while you're training on an everyday basis, and then sort of incorporates these insights right back into your program. So it's an intelligent training machine, kind of like, you know, an iPhone versus a flip phone, and just an entirely new sort of line of fitness equipment.
So this sounds like an actual system that more teams will be trying to acquire as opposed to individual players. Do you have any teams using it in Major League Baseball?
We do. We currently have a one partner in Major League Baseball who we're not actually allowed to name them for competitive advantage.
Right. They don't want anybody to know they got the new the goods that nobody else has.
Exactly right, at least for the first year, that's right. But we're also have a unit at the University of Wisconsin, also at the University of Pacific in the Bay Area, and then a big training center that's doing a lot of the scientific white papers and research at a place called the Rikus Center as well. So the units are out there, the athletes are using them, and you're right, the first generation of this machine is geared towards professional teams, elite training centers, but in the future, you know, I would expect them to be ubiquitous at physical therapy clinics. Eventually, there'll be a consumer version, like a Peloton kind of a model. But right now, they're kind of geared towards teams and training centers.
Chris Capuano is with us, 12 years major league pitcher, mostly with Tony Gwynn Jr.'s Milwaukee Brewers, made the All-Stars in 2006.
Indeed he did.
And probably because you flagged down a lot of his fly balls.
No, I wasn't getting
much run
at that point. So.
That wasn't you, yeah. Chris, tell us a little bit why this is necessary. You know, you kind of compared from the flip phone to the iPhone. I took a whole long, long, long time before I flipped from the flip phone to the iPhone. Finally, I was, you know, somebody talked me into it, said, you know, you need this to keep up. So this new technology.
Now you can't imagine life without it.
Yeah, exactly. Now that I have it, I can't imagine I ever went without it. So this new technology, why was it needed? Is it because guys are taking so long to come back from Tommy John surgery, or is it because there's some dangers in coming back from Tommy John surgery?
A little bit of both, but really there's sort of a void. There's all of this data and analytics power now with athletes tracking. You know, you have these camera systems like DARI and other motion capture systems like the one the NBA has now instituted. And they have a lot of wearable devices like Whoop and Catapult that the NFL guys have in their pads that track things. So you're getting a whole host of this athlete data, but there's no data right now that actually measures strength and muscle performance while they're training. And so there's a kind of void of data that Proteus is geared towards filling. And the big reason it's needed is because, you know, all of this time that athletes are missing, all this money that teams are spending on the DL, you know, if there's a way to incorporate in your everyday training that can kind of let you know when these changes or these imbalances are happening, that's extremely valuable information. And then be able to kind of tailor that into your sort of training immediately without you having to even think about it. That's kind of where the need comes from for a machine like Proteus. And I do envision it sort of helping guys avoid injury, helping guys stay healthy. And then if they do get injured, which we all know is going to happen because if athletes are only throwing harder, you know, hitting farther, running faster, so you're still going to have injuries. When you do have those, Proteus can, hopefully cut down on that rehab time and make the rehabilitation smarter.
For those who don't understand what Cappy's talking about, I'm sorry, Chris Capuano, I called him Cappy. That's kind of a nickname that we all have for him. Imbalances, if you think about it from a baseball standpoint, usually right-handed hitter, right-handed thrower, that left side of his body is not doing very much of anything. So baseball players especially create the most imbalances in their body. This sounds like, you know, especially during the training part of the year, this could be really productive for guys.
No doubt about it. This would be something that you would use, you know, all off-season training. You would use it pre-activity as part of your warm-up. You would then use it like post-activity and, even in season, I find it to be, I think it's going to be extremely useful to guys. But, yeah, you're exactly right. We get these imbalances. You see them in golfers, yeah, Baseball players, anyone who's doing a repeated motion, you know, over and over again. Not only do we get bilateral imbalances, which are imbalances from one side of your body to the other, but then you get these reciprocal imbalances. So anyone who's ever thrown, you know, maybe who's had sore shoulders, you have what's called internal rotation, which is kind of what happens when you're actually throwing, and then external rotation, which are the muscles that slow the arm down. And so there's typically a strength balance, an optimal strength balance between those two movements. And when you see something like that change, that's particularly when you're at risk for injury.
You know, that whole imbalance thing you guys are talking about, that's why I just don't work out. See, I don't have to worry about it. No, I'm kidding.
You never get out of balance.
No. I was a left-handed pitcher just like you, so I bet you my right side's all could use a little work.
Yeah.
Could use a little work. Chris Capuano is with us. Chris, is this something that's going to trickle down to everyday people eventually, do you think? I mean, is this the kind of science? Because, I mean, look, everyday people now have Tommy John surgery, I assume, when they get injured and certain have mishaps. So is this something that can help all of us?
Absolutely. I mean, this is we talk about the benefits to baseball players, pitchers, specifically, but this is an extremely versatile machine that is, it's all about human performance and sort of optimizing the way your body works and moves. And like, you know, one of the slogans, one of the things we like to say around Proteus is train the way you move, you know. Yeah. And that's, it allows you to do that in a way that's so different from traditional, weights, cables, and bands. So the answer is yes, this is absolutely going to be, like I said, a ubiquitous piece of equipment at any PT or training center. And this is something that, people of all ages can use to sort of improve their performance or improve their functionality, not only in sports, but just in general life.
Chris, thanks so much for all of the info and the intel. I like when we're a little step ahead of the game. It helps us and our listeners, and we wish you all the best with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I imagine Proteus, Proteus, there's a website that people could check out if they were a little more interested in this.
Absolutely. You could put in Proteus, but the company is called Boston Biomotion. So if you put in BostonBiomotion.com, you can see a bunch of videos on there about what it is and what it does.
Chris, best of luck with that, man.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for joining us. Nice meeting you.
All right, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.